Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded around me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Make it without Jesus, what would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as mountains, and the ones I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one I can't depend on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone talk to? He's always there to listen. With arms folded around me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Amen. How true that is this morning. Don't know what in the world we'd do without Jesus this morning. I'm glad I had to have him by my side, and I'm glad that I can walk with him and that I can hold to him. And thank God he's holding on to me in the times of trouble and despair. I'm glad we got the Lord this morning. Genesis chapter number 2 this morning. And the Bible said, beginning verses number 18, "And the Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and we're not ashamed. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, once again thanking you for such a beautiful day, Father, that you've given, Lord, the grace, Lord, that's been shed abroad upon us this week. And, Lord, how you watched over us and cared for us, how good and wonderful that you've been to us, Lord, that's so unworthy and so undeserving this morning, God. And I do pray this morning, God, that you'd anoint us afresh, God. Help us to proclaim the truths of thy word today, God. May it reach ears and hearts this morning, God, that it might affect their lives this morning, God. May it change our course, and may it draw us unto yourself this morning. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst, and may the name of Christ be exalted. May it be high and lifted up this morning. May you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. God, I pray you'd move in the midst. God, bring revival, Lord, under our hearts and under our homes and our churches, our communities, God, and certainly our nation today. God, I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning. And everything this morning that's said and done, may you get glory out of it. For it's in Jesus' name, for his sake, that we ask these blessings this morning. Amen. And amen this morning. Now then, the Bible said here in verses 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. I want to preach on the thought this morning, God been our helper, concerning what it means to be married. What it means to be married this morning. And no, men, it doesn't mean a prison sentence this morning. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, this is the first institute that God ever established in the Word of God, was the institute of marriage. It is compared unto the church that the Lord Jesus Christ is the bridegroom this morning, and you and I that are saved, we are the bride this morning. I thank God, I'm glad to have part of that. In the Bible, it's not a harlequin romance, but you'll find many love stories contained in the Word of God. Some of them were made in heaven. Amen. I think about here the first marriage of Adam and Eve, that God himself performed the ceremony and put them together. I think about Abraham and Sarah. The Bible said that she is 65 years old. And Abraham said, "Don't, when you go down into Egypt, don't tell them you're my wife. But tell them you're my sister, because you're too fair to look upon." And I said, "They're liable to kill me to have you." Did you hear that, men? She is 65 years old. And Abraham still thought she is the most beautiful woman in the world. Amen. That's what your wife ought to be to you today. Amen. I think about Isaac and Rebecca. The Bible said that without seeing her, she having on a veil then, I thank God he loved her. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, that's the way it ought to be in your marriage. It don't matter what he ends up looking like. It don't matter what she ends up looking like. I know she used to be young, and I thank God everything was in place. But I'm telling you, as you get older, things are going to start falling toward the earth. Wrinkles and hair starts falling out. Amen. But thank God you married that woman, you married that man, and you ought to thank God, love them to the very end. I think about Jacob and Rachel. The Bible said he worked 14 years, I thank God, to get his wife. Most of them now won't work 14 days after they get their wife. Amen. But he said, it seemed but a few days. Amen. If you want to know what it's like to have love at first sight, you can read about Job. I read about Boaz and Ruth. Amen. If you want to know about forgiveness in the marriage, you can read about Hosea and Gomer. Amen. And by the way, this morning, the Bible said in verses number 15, how the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. In verse 19, the Bible said God formed all of the beasts of the field and fowls of the air and brought him unto Adam to name. In other words, God give Adam a job and give him an education before he ever give him a wife. Amen. I thank God today. But there's also some marriages that were made in hell. Amen. I think about Samson and Delilah, Ahab and Jezebel, David and Bathsheba, Herod and Herodias. Amen. In the New Testament, there is one marriage that stands out, and that is the marriage of Aquila and Priscilla. They're mentioned 6 times in the Word of God, and they're always mentioned together. You won't find one without the other. That's the way it is. That's what it means to be married. Thank God you're together. I begin to wonder about these when all I ever see is a husband out by himself, eating by himself, going to Walmart by himself. Or you see the wife and she's always shopping by herself. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I believe a marriage means to be together with one another. I know you need time apart. I know there's times, brother, throughout the day when you can't be together. But I think there's unity and harmony in the marriage when we're together. Amen. I want to tell you, man, she is your wife. Amen. I thank God. The Bible said here in verse 18 that God said it's not good that a man should be alone. If the Lord God hadn't said it, I might not have believed it. But God said it's not good for you to be alone. Amen. In fact, ladies, whenever he gets a rumpy sometimes, taking you for granted, I remind him of Proverbs 18 and 22, wherein the Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. The Bible said, live joyfully with the wife of thy youth. Amen. And be ravished by her love always. And let her satisfy thee all the days of thy life, for she is your portion. Have not your house, not your career, have not your hobbies, not your buddies. Your wife is your portion in this life. She's not your cook, not your maid, not your slave. She ought to be the apple of your eye. She's bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And thank God you ought not to take her for granted in the sight of God. The same thing goes for you, lady. He's your husband. And just as Sarah called Abraham Lord, he ought to be the king of your castle. That's the way God designed it. If you don't like it, take it up with him. Man, you're the weaker vessel. And God said your desire to be your husband. You ought to be priceless, but not expensive. And do him good all the days of his life. The Bible said this heart ought to safely trust in you. And honey, if you're off the market, quit displaying the merchandise. Amen. When you said I do, your family became your career. Your husband became your best friend. Amen. And anything that comes in between that, you ought to cut it loose and let it go this morning. That's what it means to be married. Amen. Every time they question the Lord Jesus Christ about marriage, he always said back in the beginning and took them back to this time when God established, thank God, the marriage institute this morning. There's rebellion against marriage. The devil's doing everything he can because he knows if he can destroy the home, if he can corrupt the home, it'll get in the church, it'll get in the community, and it'll corrupt the very nation that we live in. Amen. Dear friend, because it was the first thing God established in between man and a woman. This morning, that's where the devil begins to work, to try to corrupt it. We've tried to redefine marriage in the society that we live give. We call it a union. We call it a family union. I guess nowadays it won't be long you'll be able to marry your cat or your dog. Amen. Because marriage means nothing in the society that we live today. Dear friend, we try to repeat marriage. Amen. Now don't take offense if you do talk to God. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I know divorce happens. I understand that clearly from my own life. There are things beyond your control. There are things out of your hand. And you can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody stay with you. Dear friend, but I want to tell you something, brother. After the second and third time, amen, it don't do no good to walk down the aisle and whine. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, there's no point after the third or fourth time trying to do it in church. Dear friend, trying to have the preacher do it. Thank God, just go down the courthouse. Go up to the Smokies and get you a wedding cottage. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we've tried to repeat and repeat and repeat. Dear friend, the folks, I think it's a joke nowadays concerning marriage. Dear friend, we've disregarded it. Amen, just bypassed it. Hebrews 13 and 4 said, marriage is honorable and the bed's undefiled. Marriage is honorable. Shacking up is not. Marriage is honorable. One night stand is not. Amen. We've dishonored marriage. Dear friend, by adultery. Dear friend, nowadays it's rampant. Dear friend, don't bother us. To stand before God in the congregation and promise we'll give our undevoted, thank God, heart unto that woman, unto that husband for the rest of our life. And 6 months later, we're done looking down the road. Thank God, to somebody else. Amen. Dear friend, we've disgraced marriage. Amen. Men marrying men, women marrying women. It's a shame and reproach unto God this morning. Amen. And I'm telling you, Christians, you better wake up and get your head out of the sand. Brother, because it's in our county. Dear friend, it's here in our community, in our schools. And brother, we better be on our face. Dear friend, what does it mean to be married? Amen. I want you to know that God ordained marriage in verses number 18. God himself said it's not good the man should be alone. Amen. Now, in the chapter before this in creation, five times God said it's good. And he looked and saw that it was good. And when he made man, he said it's very good. But here in chapter 2, he said it's not good that man should be alone. Amen. And so God established, thank God this morning, at the Marriage Institute. God organized it in verses 18. Not only did he say it's not good that man should be alone, but God said, I'll make him a helpmeet for him. Amen. And dear friend, God brought her to the man. Amen. I brought Eve to Adam. And when he got one good look at her, he said, whoa, man. Amen. And dear friend, I'll tell you, if you settle for the first thing that comes along, if Adam had settled for the first thing that God brought, dear friend, the beast of the field, to the fowls of the air, and that's what you'd have got. Amen. And that's what many of them have got nowadays, a beast of the field or a fowl of the air. Amen. I'll tell you, you need to rely upon God. Dear friend, you need to depend upon him. Dear friend, he's the one that's able to do it. Amen. Dear friend, you say there's a lot of fish in the sea. Amen. Yeah, they are. But God made Eve for Adam. Amen. Man, and God's got somebody out there for you. If you'll trust him, if you'll wait on him, if you'll ask him, God, not only did he ordain it and organize it, but thank God in verse 22 he operated in it. Amen. God got involved in it. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, Adam didn't go to match.com. Adam didn't call 1-800-I'm-lonely. Adam didn't go to singles mixer. Thank God, God done some surgery. Amen. Thank God. And Adam had a wife, amen, that he could trust in. I want you to notice this morning, There are three things about what it means to be married in the marriage relationship. Number one, when you're married this morning, you have a unique relationship. That's what it means to be married. It is a unique, in verses 21 down through verses 24, Adam said, she's now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and said, they shall be one flesh. Amen. That is a unique relationship. You may have a best friend in the world, but you two are not one flesh. You may have some family, and thank God be of the same bloodline, but you're not one flesh. There's only one person in this world that you can have such a relationship that you can be called one flesh, and that is the marriage relationship and institute this morning. Amen. And talking about, hey, it's more than just intimacy. It's more than just a physical euphoria. Amen. The Bible said in verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his girlfriend. No, that ain't what my King James Bible says. And shall cleave unto his wife. Amen. And I want you to notice, brother, in verses 24, he said cleave to his wife. In verses 25, said they were both naked. In other words, brother, they were married before they was ever naked. Amen. And that's the way it ought to be. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, young folks, I'll tell you, there's two rules for dating. Amen. At least wise, these are the first two rules anyway. Number one is don't take your clothes off. Amen. Rule number two is leave your clothes on. Amen. If you'll follow those two rules of dating, you'll save yourself a lot of embarrassment, having to do a lot of explaining, having to hang your head down in the church, in the school. I'm telling you, thank God there's what it means to be married. It means you have a unique relationship. That means you share everything. Share your identity. Nowadays, most of the time the woman won't even take the man's name. Amen. Or they hyphen it anyway. Dear friend, you're to share responsibilities. My bills, her bills, my check, her check. Brother, when you get married, put it all in the pile on the table. Pay the bills out of what you got and what you got left over. Enjoy it together. Amen. That's right. Dear friend, you ought to. You have a unique relationship. Dear friend, of satisfaction. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Dear friend, the woman has not power over her own body, but the husband, and the husband has not power over his own body but the wife. You belong to her, she belongs to you, and you ought to enjoy one another and not deny one another. Dear friend, let Satan get advantage of you and tempt you this morning. And number two, it is a unilateral relationship. The Bible said in verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. Amen. That goes both ways. When you get married, cut the apron strings. Amen. I've heard people say, well, when I married her mother and her brother. No, brother, this morning, she didn't marry you and your family, your buddies. You didn't marry her and her mother. Dear friend, it ought to be you and her. Thank God it's a private relationship. Dear friend, quit listening to them folks who say, what if I was you, I'd do this. Or if it was me, this is what I'd do. Amen. You tell them to mind their own business. Because at the end of the day, brother, you're the one that's going to lay down next to that wife. And you're the one going to lay down next to that husband. And there's not going to be no mom-in-law in between you. Dear friend, you better do what's right for you and your family. It is a private relationship. It is a profitable a relationship. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7 said that you're heirs of the grace of life together. Amen. In other words, God blesses the household. What he has for you, he has for you and your husband. What he has for you, he has for you and your wife. Amen. You are going to be blessed together. In Matthew 18 and verses 19, Jesus said, if two agree touching anything, it shall be done unto them. That's a husband and a wife praying together, having the same mind and same accord. Amen. It is a unilateral relationship. And then finally, it is an unending relationship. That's what it means to be married. Amen. A lifelong contract. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39, the Bible said that a wife is bound to her husband as long as he liveth. Amen. Matthew 19 and verses 6, Jesus said, "What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." Amen. Dear friend, in order to be a faithful, unending, that's what it means to be married. Thank God when you say "I do," you do for the rest of your life. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said in Proverbs 31, that the heart of her husband does safely trust in him. Amen. He ought not have to wonder what you're doing and where you're at. She ought not have to worry when you're a little late coming home from work. Amen. And you don't answer your phone. Dear friend, you ought to be trusted in the midst of it this morning. That's what it means to be married this morning. The first institute that God ever established, I thank God this morning, it's one that'll last for a lifetime. God made one man, one woman for one lifetime. That's the way that it ought to be. That's the way it was from the beginning. And if you want to bless a life, thank God that's the way it ought to be. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.
I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day when all the troubles and heartaches have vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauties where I'll see Jesus, my Savior.